Welcome along to this three-part interview with Tom Mulligan of the Cobblestone. In the first interview, Tom is talking about the background to the Cobblestone CD recordings, his own musical background and early musical influences, and the evolution of this session scene over the years. Enjoy. So you're very welcome along, and joining us today is a man who's been described as the Sid Vicious of traditional Irish music, which I don't think will be a title that I would give him myself. He's the owner of a pub that is, I think it's fair to say, iconic in traditional Irish music circles, the owner of the Cobblestone. We're pleased to welcome Tom Mulligan. How are you, Tom?
How are you doing, Niall? Delighted to be here, though.
Now, Tom, today we're going to be going through some tracks from the compact discs that the pub has recorded over the years. What's the background to these compact discs?
Well, the first one came out around 2001, I think. And the whole CD, or the CD as it was called at the time, the Cobblestone Sessions, it covered the whole of the week's music that was going on in the Cobblestone pub at the time, which was basically one session per day, which usually started after 9 p.m. and went on to the closing time. And then it was kind of it was to mark a moment in time rather than anything else, because there was one lad on it, Frank Bright, or one lad we had meant to have on it by the name of Frank Bryson. He was a singer originally from up around the Loud Armagh border, a lovely singer, and he died just before we recorded the CD, and he would have been one of the guys we had lined up to, or in mind to partake on the CD. He was a big loss at the time. Huh? Well, he was a Dublin man, and he was a great stalwart of like the Galway Club and all the singing circles around Ireland and abroad, I'm sure. You know?
Very sad.
Lovely man, yeah.
And then the second one that you did, when was that? When was
that
brought out?
It's only kind of in the last 2 years. This was called the Thursday Sessions, as distinct from the Cobblestone Sessions. But this came around because we had thought it was time to bring out a follow-up to the original one. And we had thought, you know, we're not going to fit all this on one CD. So we decided, like, there's 7 days in the week, so let's start with one day and see how that turns out. And this is why the Thursday Sessions CD came out with all the musicians on a Thursday, which is dictated by the fact that there are several sessions now on a Thursday, which there weren't at the time. It was several sessions during the week, but it has now gone to several sessions during the day, as you know, and a multitude of them over the week. But the Thursday one sounded like a good place to start, because Nollaig McCarty and Ger Galvin, who were on the first CD, they're also on this second one here as well. And they're two lovely musicians. Nollaig's a piper of Dublin origin, and Ger Galvin is the same. He's a fiddle player. But they've been playing together for like well over 20 years now at this stage.
And they host which session?
They host a late one on a Thursday night from about 9:30 to closing time.
So if this is the Thursday session, do you think if things are back to normal, we might see Friday, Saturday, Sunday session CDs?
Oh, there's another 6 days in the week.
Okay. Should we have a listen to one of the tracks that you picked out from the first compact disc? I think the first one you went with is The Lark in the Morning. Who are the musicians on this one?
Would this be Owen Garvey and Dermot O'Hanlon?
I think it is, yeah.
Yeah. Well, Owen Garvey's a gorgeous piper from Dublin as well, and his father, Sean, would be a great singer, originally from Cahersaveen in County Kerry, and he is Owen has a brother, Sean Og, who's a magnificent accordion player, and he has taken over the slot from Owen on a Tuesday night. That Owen and both Dermot O'Hanlon play together on a Tuesday night. Now, Dermot's a lovely fiddle player who came up through the what was originally a cultist branch in Clontarf, it later became Kiltorry Clontarf, and he was a stalwart there as a pupil and also as a teacher. So the two of them are playing together now. Sean Ogue and Dermot O'Hanlon are still playing together on that Tuesday night session that Owen Garvey was originally involved in. So they're two lovely musicians, Owen and Dermot O'Hanlon.
Great. We'll give it a lash and have a listen. Okay. Okay, so that was Lark in the Morning, Lovely tune. Tom, tell me, what's your own musical background?
Mine, I came to music really late because my father was a fiddle player from a place called Barnacoola in County Leitrim, which would be South Leitrim, not far from Muhull and Drummond. But he came to Dublin in the 30s when he was not quite 20, and he brought his fiddle with him and lived there in Phibsborough, eventually settled in Phibsborough. And he married Catherine McMahon from Bale, Ballybunion, County Kerry, a nurse or a sister in Hollis Street at the time. And they reared 8 children in Phibsborough. So he was a fiddle player, and like he knew all the greats at the time. He met John McKenna when he was home from America. He was a pal of Seamus Ennis and Sean O'Donovan and Joe Heaney and Tommy Reck and like a Leo Rousham and all those great names at the time, you know. We had Willie Clancy staying in the house, and we had, you know, great musicians who were kind of, at the time it was normality for us, but nowadays they are kind of household names within the traditional music scene. But he was a great stalwart, and he was involved in the foundation of the original Cumann na Píobháire Uilleann and the Fiddler's Club in Church Street, which was called the St. Mary's Music Club. So, you know, there were good history there. Now, I have probably the most famous sibling I have is Neely. He's a grand piper, and he's brought out a few CDs. And my other brother, Alfie's a nice piper as well. And both of them have great kids who are fantastic musicians. And then I have a few myself. I have a son, Tomás, and a girl, Shiva, recently home from Australia. And the youngest one would be Maeve. She's a concertina and a fiddle player, same as Shiva.
So music's really in the DNA.
Yeah, it's there, all right. Yeah.
Okay. Should we have a listen to another track? I think the second one you picked out is Sailor on the Rock and Sligo Maid and Woman of the House.
Oh, that would be Finbar Nocton, is it?
That's Tom it, yes. Yeah.
Lovely pair of lads. Both basically from Galway. Finbar would be East Galway, and Cormac would be around Galway City, Spittle direction. Finbar's a fiddle player, Cormac's a piper and a whistle player. Both lovely lads, and they had their time in Dublin, now they're gone back home, so they're flying the flag down the west at the moment greatly.
Great stuff. Okay, let's have a listen to that one. Thank you. Tim Byrne Norton and Cormac Cannon, Sailor on the Rock, Sligo Maid, and Woman of the House. So, Tom, you were born in Dublin, you grew up in Dublin, yeah. But did you spend much time back in Leitrim or?
Oh, yeah, it was. Leitrim was a lot handier to get to, like it was only about 90 miles away from Dublin, whereas Kerry would be nearly, you know, 140, 150 bound to the home place. So, Leitrim would have been the option of choice, mainly because my father had like family still living there, and like music would have been a big attraction around kind of South Leitrim and also up around Drumshambo and Carrick and Shannon. He loved it, and Drumcearden, of course, where John McKenna came from. He spent a lot of time around there too.
So who would have been your influences in those days?
Well, it would have been, he would have gone, my father, who was also Tom, used to go to Drumshambo to meet up with the likes of Paddy Dignan, who was a fantastic flute player and a great character. And like Micheál Woods lived there as well. He was a great, he brought out an LP years ago in the footsteps of McKenna. And he was a fantastic flute player, and he also had a kind of a band on the go called Mick Woods Sound, and he had his brother Shane would have been in it, and Vera Morgan would have been the vocalist, and they were nice, you know. They played for a while in London as well, and they were in Dublin a lot, but great musicians, and it was lovely other musicians in the kind of vicinity of Drumshambo. They used to come into Paddy and Betty McManus's pub in Drumshambo on a Sunday or maybe even a Saturday night, and it was just great and gentle music, you know.
Lovely stuff.
Yeah.
Should we have a listen to a song? You picked out a song for us from Mick O'Grady, and I've had the pleasure of playing with Mick. And his voice is lovely and strong in this era. He's going to sing, Caroline of Edinburgh Town?
He's from Ballinaglaire, which is outside of Drumshambo in County Leitrim, where he was reared until about the age of 10, and they moved back to the home place in Kilmovie outside Balladareen after that. And his brother, which Mick is a fiddle player and a lovely singer, his brother Peter's a lovely flute player. But Mick would have had a serious Leitrim connection and learnt his fiddle playing from a fella called Boylan from Ballinaglaire at the time.
Okay. Yeah. Let's have a listen to this then. Mick O'Grady and Caroline of Edinburgh Town.
Come all ye men and maidens and listen to my rhyme. It's all about a fair young girl who has scarcely reached her prime. She beats the bloom and red rose that grows for miles around. She was once the bloom and Caroline from Edinburgh town. Now Henry being a hired lad, a courting her he came. But when our parents heard of this, they got angry at that same. He said, my love, we must go away, for your parents on me frown. So make no delay, let's be on our way from Edinburgh town. And we will go to London at great speed. And we will go down to London town, we'll be happy there indeed. She parcelled up all her costly robes, and she neatly tied them round. And away went Bloom and Caroline from Edinburgh town. Well, they weren't long in London, but scarcely a half a year, when false-hearted Henry, he began to prove severe. He said, my love, I am bound for sea, for your parents on me frown. So make no delay, but be on your way back to Edinburgh town. Now this young girl's grief, it knew no relief, she straight to the woods did go, to eat there on the bushes and the fruits that on them grow. And some folks would take pity on her, whilst others on her would frown. And there were some would say, well, why did she stray from Edinburgh town. She leant her back up against an oak, and she began to cry, whilst watching all of those gallant ships as they went sailing by. She gave a cheer for Henry as she threw her body down. She said, "You'll mind the day that we stole away from Edinburgh town. Her bonnet and cloak and likewise a note this young girl left on shore. And in this note all these words she wrote, 'Alas, I am no more. I am in the deep, I am fast asleep, and the small fish guard me round. But I was once the bloom and Caroline from Edinburgh town.' Now come all you tender parents, and don't deny true love, for if you do, you'll surely rue the fate that it will prove. Likewise, young men and maidens, do not on each other frown, or you'll find yourselves like Caroline from Edinburgh town." That's it.
Lovely stuff. Maker Grady, a great man, and Caroline of Edinburgh town. You mentioned just before we played that track, Tom, that Mick would have been steeped in the Leitrim style.
Indeed.
What would have been the characteristics of the Leitrim style as opposed to some of the surrounding counties, like, you know, Sligo and...
There's a kind of an area there that would be Connacht and North Connacht, really, but I get sometimes confused myself between the subtle differences. But Mick would have learned from this lad Boylan in Ballinaglare, and he went looking for, like, any connection that might have been there in latter years. Now Mick is still alive. He'd be in his 70s now, but he's still playing the fiddle there every Wednesday, and he used to do a lovely session with Jesse Smith, and they brought out a CD together. Lovely, and they raised each other's styles when they were playing together. They kind of fed off each other, you know. And Jesse Smith loved Mick's playing, and by the same token, Mick loved playing with Jesse because he admired Jesse's fiddle playing. But there was a lot of musicians around, and there would have been a big Sligo influence there, because, like, Ballinaglare would be on the border of Cavan there near Dowra, and Sligo wouldn't be far away. And all of those people would have had, whilst there is generally accepted a Sligo style, there would have been more of a North Connacht influence there that brought it all together. And Michael Coleman would have been, and Lad O'Byrne would have been the chief people who would have kind of influenced the style with 78s coming back from America for years at the time, you know. But there was also the style of flute playing that John McKenna introduced to the rest of Ireland because of his recordings that also came back from New York. And there is a magnificent festival held in in Drumcearden in County Leitrim, where there is a resurgence in flute playing, I think, and some fantastic flute players like Sean Gilrain and David Sheridan and Fiacre O'Torna. And they're only the ones that come to mind immediately, but there are many, many more there. There's loads of, like, that girl that's on the Lorraine Sweeney, she'd be a product of that part of the country as well. She's on the Cobblestone session, Thursday session CD as well.
I think we might be having a listen to Lorraine later on. I think you picked out one of her tracks, haven't you?
Yeah, it's lovely, lovely girl too. Lovely, lovely girl, lovely musician.
Now, the next track that you picked out, it's Tommy Martin and Michelle O'Brien. And they're playing, what is it, the Four Courts on John Kelly's.
Yeah, Tommy Martin is a lad he studied in, he's from North County Dublin. He'd be a cousin of Mick O'Brien and, like, maybe second or third, like, I'm not quite sure. And his sister Jackie is also on the Thursday session CD, and she had a kind of a a tie up there with Lorraine Sweeney. But Tommy Martin, a gorgeous piper and a fantastic musician, and Michelle O'Brien. Tommy went off to America and settled in St. Louis. He played with Celtic Woman for a while, which was a kind of lovely show that went on tour. And Tommy is still, we see him every so often, but Michelle O'Brien is a fantastic fiddle player. She used to teach my two daughters, Shiva and Maeve, the fiddle, and she'd be from Ennis in County Clare, taught by Tommy Peoples, and a superb style of fiddle playing she has, and she's just a gorgeous, gorgeous person to listen to and talk to as well. Great pairing.
Let's have a listen to that one. Michelle O'Brien and the Four Courts and John Kelly's Welcome Back. We're still with Tom Mulligan of the Cobblestone. Tom, you're a musician as well as being the owner of the pub. What do you play?
I play concert flute, timber flute, yeah.
And how long have you been playing?
Well, I'm not playing as long as I should be, because I went to classes when I was younger and I gave it up, and I worked for an insurance company for years, and like my interests were elsewhere. But when I got married to Pauline, who was a singer and also a whistle player and a flute player, she's from County Armagh, from Mullabon, we had three children, Tomás, Shiva and Maeve. And Tomás, I used to bring for classes down to Kiltorry Clontarf with the two girls, and he wasn't particularly interested with him in the music. And I had a row with him one day, and he said, he threw the gauntlet down to me. He says, well, I'll play if you go back to music and play. So I had to take it. I had to take it off. He put me back to the wall. And I got I play in about 15 or 20 years, I suppose, now, but I'm enjoying it. That's the hardest part of it,
yeah,
enjoying
absolutely,
it.
Yeah, yeah. As a flute player, I got to ask a geeky question. Who made your flute?
Well, I have a lovely relationship with Sam Murray down in Galway, who's originally from Belfast. And I've kind of gone back to his all the time now. You know, I just love his stuff, you know.
And last time when I was in the last time when I was in the pub, there was a set of pipes there. Somebody said they belonged to you.
No, they belonged to the pub, but I think Fiacra, my nephew Fiacra Mulligan, was playing them, and he's doing a good job on them. He's keeping them. I had intended to take them up, but I haven't had time really, you know. So we'll get round to it eventually, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Rome wasn't built in a day.
No, and also the man that chases two rabbits catches none. So
yeah,
so that's important to stick to what we do best. Yeah. Should we have a listen to the next track? You picked out the next one that you've selected is Sean Garvey, Nolly McCarthy and Gerry Galvin.
Yeah, lovely. We talked about Sean Garvey earlier on. He's a gorgeous singer, and he is kind of an icon in the singing world here, and he has what a beautiful voice. But he's also... He's a multi-instrumentalist. He plays bouzouki, he plays guitar, he's banjo and flute. And he would be the father of Sean O'Ganon, and they're great musicians. But Sean played with Nollaig McCarthy, a fantastic piper, and Gerry Galvin, or a fiddle player from Dublin as well. And they kind of kept they started off playing on a Thursday night, and they like kept the flag flying there for a long time, and then Sean Garvey moved to Kerry, and Nollaig and Gerry are playing there since. So Nollaig and Gerry would be playing there over 20 years on a Thursday night. So I mean, for quality music, there's nobody like it, you know.
Great, let's have a listen to that. Sean Garvey, Nolly McCarthy, Gerry Galvin. This is Within a Mile of Dublin, and Jenny Picking Cockles.
Thank you.
Sean Garvey, Nolly McCarthy and Ger Galvin within a mile of Dublin, and Jenny Pickencockles. Tell me, Tom, you've been in the music, you've been steeped in the musical tradition going back donkey's years. How do you feel that the trad music scene and the session scene has changed over the years?
Well, I used to frequent Donoghue's and Merrion Row, which was a kind of an iconic place, and it's still going strong. And there was the Four Seasons in Capel Street and Slattery's in Capel Street, and there was a few other, and so like the Man of Arran down on the Quays as well, and then there was Ned O'Shea's pub also in Bridge Street. And they were all kind of formal type session. Like Ned O'Shea used to have maybe a setup that would be suitable for set dancers, so it wasn't a session as such. But then you had Donoghue's, and there would be a small enough corner there where music was, and it spread sometimes down to the back room. And but when I started off, I kind of got all people who weren't established session players at the time, and we started off, and it was kind of an open invitation to people to come and play. And it worked out, I think, to the credit of all the musicians that were hosting the sessions, that they made people feel welcome there. Mm-hmm. And they brought it to what I feel is a new, improved level. And I used to have people who would come into the pub and say, I would love to play there, and I would love to be involved in that. And when you asked them why they didn't, they would say they hadn't enough tunes, or they wouldn't feel confident enough. So we started off, maybe it'd be over 15, 16 years, under the auspices of Jackie Martin again, a class in our back lounge. And we taught everybody tunes. It's called the Balaclavas for a funny reason, and it was all because of shyness. People who didn't want to be involved or wouldn't play in public, we said we'd give them a balaclava and nobody would know them. That's the name they have now. It's going over 15, 16 years. And to Jackie Martin's credit, and my own daughter Sheba was involved in teaching there for a while as well. But it has gone from success to success. And we have got in touch with groups down around Drumcairn and Leitrim and up in Dundalk. And there'll be other ones around that we have gone to visit. And we even put a group of Kjol from that class into the Dublin FLA, and ended up in the provincial FLA in Moat in County Westmeath some years ago. Now, we didn't get anywhere there, but it wasn't even about that. But
sure,
it was just taking part. Yeah.
Yeah.
But they were all buzzing on it, and they're still buzzing on it. And even in this quiet time, they're on Zoom, and they can't meet up publicly to play together, but they're keeping the music going well, and Jackie's teaching them online, and it's great.
Now you've picked out a couple of reels for us for the next track, Bonnie Ann and Gone Annam, which means without a title. Yes. Musicians for this one is Mick Kinsler, Damien Gallagher and Adele McGweeney.
Yeah, well, they're lovely people. Like Mick Kinsler was living in Dublin, and he fell for a girl down in Clare by the name of Josephine Marsh, and moved back down to Clare with her and the family together now. But he was a great stalwart, and used to play the harmonica and the concertina, and the guitar player was the same. He fell for a girl and moved up to Donegal. She was a whistle player from Tipperary. And then Adele McGweeney, a fantastic fiddle player as well. She used to teach my two girls as well before they moved on to Michelle O'Brien. And she's still going strong, although she has a kind of a shoulder injury at the moment. And the fiddle playing has taken second place to the recovery from the injury, but there's talk of her coming back anyway. She's a lovely girl, teacher by occupation, and plays there on a Wednesday night with Catherine McAvoy, and they make nice music together.
Excellent. Let's have a listen to that one.
Lovely.
Next week's interview, we'll be talking to Tom about what he was doing before he opened the Cobblestone Pub. He'll also be talking about the clientele and the musicians of the Cobblestone and the different sessions and classes and cultural events that take place in the pub. So join us then.